And after that bumper edition of letters, now back to the news. Many different people have featured in evening news stories this week. A Norwich City butcher is in great difficulties after a driver had a medical emergency and his car drove into the butchery. A Norwich nurse is starring in the Great British Bake Off. The University of East Anglia has a new chancellor, Karen Jones. And two local men have been nominated as true heroes.
A city butcher has said his future had been smashed to pieces after a car ploughed into the front of his new business. Maya Ben Elwar was left with injuries to his neck, back and foot, where the vehicle drove into Norwich Halal Butcher on Monday. It happened just months after the father of one had spent £25,000 refurbishing the newly purchased shop on Magdalen Street. But the 30-year-old now fears he may never be able to reopen because of the amount of damage caused in the accident. "I put all my savings into this business," he said. "I had to borrow from my friends, and now it has all gone in the blink of an eye. This has been the biggest thing I've ever achieved, and it's so sad to see it disappear in just 5 seconds." Mr. Elwar said the contents of the shop were not covered by insurance, and he had no money left to replace it.
Norfolk's Great British Bake Off contestant, Kate Barmby, employed some blue sky thinking by presenting judges Paul Hollywood and Mary Berry with a cake that she hoped wouldn't be a hard act to swallow. The 37-year-old Norfolk and Norwich University nurse produced a show-stopping bright blue gooseberry cake adorned with hand-piped chocolate swallows in the first episode of the hugely popular baking show. "I got married in my parents' barn and there were swallows nesting. It always reminds me of getting married," she told the judges, before pointing out that she was not only wearing a swallow print dress, but swallow print earrings too. Presented as a mirror cake, a cake with a shiny glaze, Mary Berry was damning with faint praise. "It looks as though you have a good-shaped cake underneath," she told Kate, who lives in Brook near Norwich, before adding, "Blue is not a good colour for icing." Paul rubbed salt into the wound by saying the swallows looked like penguins in the sea. But both declared that Kate's cake was beautifully flavoured. "And we knew then that she would live to bake another day," and Norfolk breathed a sigh of relief.
The serial entrepreneur, charged with sharpening the University of East Anglia's focus on business, says she is determined to kindle a culture of entrepreneurship from which every student can benefit. Karen Jones, a co-founder of the Café Rouge chain of restaurants and former chief executive of the Spirit Pub Group, also wants to strengthen the UEA's links with the business community in the east of England, nationally and overseas. Ms. Jones' appointment is part of an overhaul of the UEA's leadership team, which includes Joe Greenwell, a former chairman of Ford Britain, who is now UEA Council Chairman, and former Deloitte partner Mark Williams, the newly appointed UEA Treasurer. But as an English and American literature graduate, Ms. Jones, 60, hopes to be able to bridge the gap to the arts and humanities and instill an entrepreneurial state of mind, even in those without business ambitions. "My motivation is that I believe in the UEA and I love business and entrepreneurship," said Ms. Jones. "I hope that I can do something to foster and nurture that culture of business and entrepreneurship within the UEA, though it already has a strong culture of that sort. That is my fervent hope." Ms. Jones takes over as Chancellor from Rose Tremaine as part of a new leadership team appointed to bolster the university's business credentials.
They have saved countless lives, but under very different circumstances. And now heroes Peter Jukes and Arthur Woodhouse have been given the recognition they so richly deserve after they were both nominated for a national award. Mr. Jukes is 84 and has had major surgery for skin cancer. But that hasn't stopped the Pouring Land man from continuing to work as a seaside lifeguard. During his lifetime, he has plucked numerous people from the sea. Meanwhile, Sproston pensioner Mr. Woodhouse can proudly look back on a life in which he helped save more than 50 people during the Second World War. The 96-year-old joined the Merchant Navy when he was just 15, travelled the world, and had a narrow escape when the boat next to his was destroyed by German bombers in Sicily. The pair have been shortlisted for honours at the Charles Holland Awards for Brave Britons.